Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
This is Red Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori from New York, and today I'm here with David Roof, director of Land of Light. Hi, David. Land of Light is a fiction movie that starts and ends as a documentary. How did you develop this idea?
I think it's the idea came because we worked with non-professional actors, and we worked with children from, we worked with refugee children that fled from the war in Syria. So obviously, since we worked with these people, their own story and their story of how they had to run away from their homes became part of the film.
Why did you choose to do a fiction film instead of using a classic documentary approach?
The idea was that we wanted, I have to go the other way around, but I think in documentary film, as a documentary filmmaker, you often have the feeling that what you're doing is sort of you go to the place, you film the people, and you just take something from them, and you're not really giving something back so much, but your attention, but it's sort of always a two-sided thing. And when we were thinking about this project, we were also thinking this to be a social project, because we did the workshops, all these theater activities, which was psychosocial support idea. So our idea was by making a film and a fiction film, we want to give these people some project to work on and something to get active with, and just leave also the state of being refugees and doing something. So this was also a really great experience for us as a filming team, because we really involved all the people that we met there, so the Syrian community and also the Turkish community in this place, and everybody became part of the filming team, and I know they started making costumes, doing the catering, or helping in all different sides of the filmmaking, and it was a mutual project, I think is the word, a mutual project that everybody joined in, and everybody had this idea, okay, we're gonna make it, and I think for some moment we really managed to be in one level with the people and doing so.
Tell us briefly about the plot of the movie.
We set up kind of a fairy tale story where we tell about the flight of five children that leave their hometown when it gets attacked, and they have to be just on their own, and their kids become sort of, they play to be adults in a way, and so their story is unfolding inside this group, and it's they follow the idea, the utopian idea of that there must be a place where there's no war, and that's where they try to get, and I think the story is inside this group. So the conflict comes inside the group also.
It is usually very, very difficult to work with non-professional actors. How did you work with these kids? They follow a script or they improvise? How did you work with them?
Very important for making this film was that we did theater workshops for moms in this place. It's at the border of Syria and in Turkey. So it's kind of the first place where Syrians were fleeing to when leaving, for example, Aleppo. So we made these theater workshops for a long time, and inside these theater workshops we developed games. We also learned the stories from children and tried to sum them up in the screenplay, and tried to create characters from kids we met. And we also found the kids who were later acting inside these workshops. So that was a very important thing. And the other thing I think which was important, especially working with children, is that they were so deep into making this film because they thought now they got the chance to speak out for their people and can show actually what is happening. So they were really very professional in how they approached acting.
You had a unique opportunity to interact with the people in Syria. What did you learn about the situation in Syria during the shooting of the movie?
I mean, that's multi-layered thing to answer. What I want to add maybe is it was such a special time when we went, because we wanted to make our theater workshops and also the shooting inside Syria. So when we arrived, it was just the moment that our group, we were linked at this moment, they got bombed and they moved out of Syria and it got too hot. And the reason was nobody knew the name this day, but this was ISIS was actually attacking, especially focusing on foreigners. So we couldn't go inside Syria because we would have made a threat for people even. We would have made it more dangerous for people. But why I say this is basically it's a strange time within the Syrian revolution that you see how Islamist forces are taking over the momentum in a way, and like also outside forces more and more pushing weapons inside. Like the conflict became internationalized in this moment. I would like to answer even from another angle. Like basically, like the moment that we went was like very early in the conflict, and like it was not blown
when,
up.
When you were
this
there?
Was 2013. We started thinking 2014. We started doing the workshops, and then also we shot in the same year. So it's very early in the conflict, and like it was not a big thing in the media. Like okay, let's put it like this. Like this was before it became very big, like blowing up, like it is still today. So, but. What I wanted to say is, like, why we went to do this film or this project was because I had the feeling that, like, there's this scary thing happening, which is a war, and, like, we don't know, but we know the people, it's Arab revolution still, like, this idea of peace and freedom and, like, free choice of your life. And we, like at the same time, you're scared of this thing that is a war happening. And so I thought, like, you need to get closer, you need to meet people and just interact, and then this fear gets lost a little bit. And it's like, I find it hard to be in this passive mode where you just get the news and you swallow them and you feel passive and incapable of doing something about it. So that's something that we learned, was just like interacting with the people, making them normal and human and understanding the situation, because they're just people like us in another situation. That was the main thing, I think.
I know soon the movie is going to be released. Where we can find Land of Light, when will it be out, and in which festival we can find it?
We start a cinema release now in Germany, in some cities, I think Berlin and Stuttgart, Munich.
When?
On 16th of March, it's like the premiere in Berlin. And we show the film on a festival in Portugal, Fantas Porto, this one is called, on the 4th of March. And I think in June there's another festival, it's called Goldener Spatz, it's a children's film festival. It's not a special children film, but it's also, I think, interesting for children. This is in June, so let's see what's more to come.
Today we are here in New York, and I know you are here for a new project. Can you talk about the documentary that you are working on?
It's a documentary about a German mathematician that actually had to flee to the U.S., and he was running from the Nazis, so it's like kind of a historical biopic. But nevertheless, I think it's very interesting and important topic at this very moment, because he was anti-militarist. He was a pacifist, and he was fighting against the fascist takeover power in Germany. And like he was one who was like very outspoken about criticizing populism and understanding what actually comes from populism. So like when you don't say anything about it, what will happen to you and your state, your country.
Thanks a lot, David, for being with us today. I'm Samantha Sartori from New York, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.